AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Moscow-installed official in the occupied portion of Ukraine's Zaporizhia province says Ukrainian forces have been making a major effort to punch through Russian defensive lines there. Kyiv is keeping silent about the start of any counteroffensive. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin notes Russian forces are stretched thin along a nearly 700-mile front.
They probably can't be strong, you know, in every place. So it's incumbent upon the Ukrainians to find those points of advantage.
U.S. officials say the fighter jet pilots who scrambled to intercept a business jet when it flew over Washington, D.C. yesterday reported the pilot slumped over and unresponsive. The plane ultimately crashed in the mountains of Virginia, the pilot and three passengers killed. No word on the cause. Convicted Russian spy and former FBI agent Robert Hansen has died in prison in Colorado. Ed Donahue has details.
Hansen's connection with Russia was revealed in 2001.
He was arrested while in the process of using a Fairfax County dead drop to clandestinely provide classified documents to his Russian handlers.
That's then FBI Director Louis Free. Hansen took more than $1 million in cash and diamonds to trade secrets with Russia and the former Soviet Union. He'd been serving a life term. In 2002, Hansen's attorney, Plato Kacharis, said there were a lot of complex reasons he did what he did.
What has been said is there were monetary reasons, there were ego reasons. There's a whole panoply of reasons. None of them are valid.
A source tells the AP Hansen is believed to have died of natural causes. He was 79. Ed Donahue, Washington.
California leaders are blasting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and hinting at a criminal investigation over the arrival of two flights of migrants who crossed the U.S.-Mexico border into Texas and then were sent to Sacramento, allegedly at the direction of Florida officials. This is AP News. Pride Month has become a minefield for big companies, but many are continuing their support despite protests and boycotts. Julia Walker has more.
A pride parade in West Hollywood Sunday, one of many taking place this month across the country. Dozens of big companies from Delta and Coca-Cola to Walmart are sponsoring LGBTQ plus events and displaying racks of pride-themed merchandise, despite longtime pride sponsors like Bud Light and Target coming under attack by conservatives, calls to boycott Kohl's, Lego, Southwest Airlines, Chick-fil-A for their LGBTQ-friendly marketing have also popped up in recent days. Nonetheless, many big companies still backing Pride celebrations. I'm Julie Walker.
A down day on Wall Street after a report said U.S. services industries grew by less than expected last month. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.